Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Lifeblood, this is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, Strong and Powerful, Dr. Timothy Shaw. Dr. Timothy, are you ready to do this?
Thank you very much, George. I certainly am.
Excited to have you on. Dr. Timothy is a moral injury researcher. He's taught ethics at the University of Sydney. He's the editor of The Great Philosophical Problems, a leading voice in moral injury, Levinas, and the Just War Tradition. Timothy, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, why you do what you do.
Yes, okay. I started this project a long time ago at university when I was looking into the Just War tradition, and I found that extraordinarily interesting to understand how over the period of Christian thinking about when to wage war and how to kill or how to what causes to fight for and how to fight for them, how that has evolved through time. That was my first snapshot into thinking that there is certainly a psychological sense for killing in war or for war in general, which abstracted over time certainly starts to deliver some evolved understandings of morality and can deliver a definition of moral injury.
Nice. So that's This is not the People magazine of research. This is heavy stuff.
We're trying to get there.
Okay. And you've been tasked with redefining morality. Moral injury.
The field suffers from there's a tripart distinction in the field at the moment. There is a clinical definition, there's a cultural definition, and there is a religious based definition. Now, they don't have the same moral lexicon or the same language to talk between each other. What the think tank that I'm involved with is tasked with is creating a definition, a philosophical based definition that can provide such a lexicon or provide a way in which to talk about or for the various ideas to talk to each other.
Nice. Okay. So when y'all get tapped to do that, is that extremely exciting? Is that nerve wracking? Is it a little bit of everything?
Yeah. No, it's very exciting because it's something that I've been thinking about now for over a decade, and it's to try and find a definition or not even a definition, because I wouldn't presume to propose a definition. I haven't had the opportunity to serve my country. I haven't had the opportunity to go to war, and to look at really where you can find these definitions was quite exciting, and I stumbled upon a veteran-based definition for moral injury, which just happens to also be a definition by one of the greatest moral philosophers of the Western world, which was Friedrich Nietzsche, who went to war, came back from war. He went to war as a captain because he had volunteered for military service before he went, and he came back from war, and he started writing his philosophy only after he came back from war, after he had actually rescinded his citizenship because he was so morally injured about what he had seen, and he'd started to try and make sense of it in his mind through his writings. In 1872 was his first, which was The Birth of Tragedy, his first ever book, and also his first book, pardon me, after war. And That was followed by a 10-year period where he worked towards the joyous wisdom. So a period of birth of tragedy to joyous wisdom. And on the day, on the end of that 10-year period, that's when he wrote this work that is very important to enunciate for the understandings of moral injury, which was Thus Spake Zarathustra, which is his masterwork, and which he wrapped up these understandings in some metaphorical ideas that has been fascinating to unravel.
Yeah, I can only imagine. All right, so you are doing your best to take into consideration the wisdom of thinkers like Nietzsche. You're being mindful of the experience of recent veterans and wanting to keep an eye on the future and everything else. What does the actual work look like? How do you go about this?
Well, there is, so the work of, I have got a trace work sort of, well, pardon me. The first bit of work is hard work. It's looking at how we can understand the consequences of the Holocaust. And really, to understand those consequences are very important, because those ideas must be respected in any understanding of what moral injury is today. And getting an idea of them was very difficult. And it took a lot of work, and I settled on a philosopher called Emmanuel Levinas, who was a French fellow who was in the concentration camps, and he managed to leave them. And much like Nietzsche, who never wrote about his experience in war, Levinas really never wrote about his experience in the concentration camp, but rather applied that experience to a philosophy. And his idea was the taking of a transcendent aspect out of the sky and into the face of another person. And so he resituated the idea of God into other people. And those understandings are very important for today's culture, and understanding really what's important as we in the West have a decline of the institutions that have surrounded the church, and understanding of some nihilistic behaviors that are creeping in, and meaninglessness that is also creeping in.
So Levinas?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if I pronounced.
Oh, pardon me. So Levinas. So he is the. So once we have his, once we have those understandings, then we can look at Friedrich Nietzsche. And if you type into YouTube, and I encourage all your listeners to do this, if you type into YouTube, you go, "Thus Spake Zarathustra." What is it all about? Okay, and you will have many people say many different things, right? And everyone will cut up a bit of this work. It was the basis of Carl Jung's psychoanalytic, and he also said that work in particular was the most vivid illustration of an intuitive method for the Western psyche or the Western consciousness, where ideas could be understood in a non-intellectual yet philosophical way. Now, I've looked at how Jung has dealt with the work, and it's unfortunate to report, but he was wrong. And so is everyone, actually. Everyone is on the internet is wrong. Jordan Peterson, wrong. Everyone that I've looked at is wrong. The way in which this work has been compiled is through a series of metaphors where to understand the work, its main aim is to put every sorrowful one again on firm land and firm legs, and we get that main aim from the chapter of Out of Service, which is talking about the last pope. And he's saying, you know, when we reach a point where we've got a breakdown of religion, and you know, it's silly to think that it's not happening when we look at the levels of religiosity going forward in future generations. There, you, regardless of what you think about it must be looked at as something very important once that starts, and it is, since World War II, really gone off a precipice. So how that how these understandings all fit together.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Is probably a little bit too short to go into it in depth, but what these ideas are used for in the book Thus Spake Zarathustra, that they are used to apply to the third book of the genealogy of morals, which is Nietzsche's most important political work, and the opening of that work says, you must understand this work, even though it's in aphoristic form, which an aphorism is very precise lines. They said, he goes, you won't understand this unless you don't look at this as a modern man, but rather look at this as a cow. And you think, well, what does that mean, a cow? And what he means by a cow is a four-legged creature of virtue. And if you look at what he talks about as the academic chairs of virtue that stupidly stand there like an academic chair, and when they don't stand, they lie down like a cow. And his linguistic skill is that the lying down of a chair is also a lying out of one's idea of oneself. And he is very clever with linguistic symbols. And that's how he's constructed and led a trail of breadcrumbs all the way to the aphorism 27, I believe, yes, which is the penultimate aphorism in the third book of the genealogy of morals, which has the definition of moral injury. So it's a very important aphorism, and he takes us there through his work in Thus Spake Zarathustra.
So it sounds like both of these, both really, really intelligent people that went through horrible events, and instead of writing directly about these things, they wanted to express and get across the importance, but they did it in the form of some kind of a narrative.
Yes.
And the problem, a problem that we're experiencing since World War II, is we're getting farther away from the importance or the understanding of these lessons?
Certainly. After World War II, you could say that forgive me for speaking frankly, but I believe that the take-home messages from World War II were born out in Nuremberg, where we shifted, where the moral gravitas in which the greatest criminals that we've ever had on this planet were charged with, they were charged with crimes against humanity. It was a new charge invented at the tribunal. And at that time, we shifted from crimes against God to crimes against humanity. And if you had God walking down the street and he said, you know what, people in the next neighborhood, they're bad people, let's kill every third one, you could charge that God with crimes against humanity, but you cannot charge humanity with crimes against God. And that is the new phase that was ushered in with World War II, and and the ideas that that came out of Nuremberg. Obviously, the problem is that these fabulous, enlightened ideas have not been adhered to, and the non-adherence to these principles has created some terrible problems for example, in America. I recently heard that we're 20 years past September 11th, a terribly tragic event, and they said there will be 20 more years until the court cases are resolved. And so 40 years, and that's because of the black sites, the torture, the not being able to really nail down some principles. And if you delay meaning for 40 years and you have no meaning for that event for 40 years, then the gravitas or the onus for understanding that event, well, where does it fall? At the moment, it's fallen on firefighters, and they are the greatest heroes from that time, and so they should be. But that hero, but the rates of suicide in firemen, right? I've been at Surf Lifesaver, and everyone said, "You're so brave, good on you, you know, saving people's lives." And you think, who are these people? You know, telling me this is a job that this is what I like to do. The unrealistic expectations that are put upon people to carry a burden of meaning. Are things that are certainly lost. It's just one of the protuberances of not adhering to some very basic principles of which were of America's own making. Thank God, thank God, as in thank humanity, because you know it was Britain that said, "Let's execute them." And it was America that said, "Hang on a second, no, let's charge them, and let's charge them with something, and let's make a new precedent."
So one of the things that, if I'm understanding you correctly, is that we had these principles, we had a understood and working knowledge of what moral injury really was, and we could lean on that and use it to interpret whether or not behaviors were just or unjust.
Yeah, well, I think that for moral injury to certainly start to take hold, justice. So the moral injury for, if we go back to Nietzsche, he came back from war, and his first work for moral injury was introspection. It was an attempt at self-criticism. Now, that is the first idea that springs. That is the first thing that should occur. It doesn't matter if he went to war as a medic, and he couldn't save enough people, and he still came back and was self-critical, right? He couldn't use the buttresses of state, couldn't use the buttresses of religion, because he was just so shocked about everything. So he did something else. If you look back at the end of the Second World War, you have America introducing an idea of crimes against humanity at the same time of dropping bombs that are only on civilian populations, that can only be a crime against humanity, nuclear weapons. And if that was not censured, or the understandings that that was wrong was never explicitly made, to the point that over the bathtub in the Pacific, where Australia presided over the Tokyo trials, were organized by Americans, the Americas. They had the same charges that could be leveled at the Japanese. Now, the Japanese did some terrible things, right? Crimes against humanity was not leveled at them, and that is because they couldn't, because America wouldn't put their hand up and say, "You know what, these bombs, you know, let's be honest, luckily they were used at the very end of total war." So so the precedent is that they only are used at the end of a total war between major nations. But, you know, if they're used again, There is no understanding that there should, you know, that there should be massive penalties applied for their usage. It seems to be a right that nuclear nations can have, and because of this right, we have other nations that are not nuclear powers striving for it and destabilizing the world.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So, in a perfect world, or a more perfect world, we would have agreed upon standards, and we could then hold everyone accountable to those standards, regardless of their standing or their military strength.
Well, it's in aphorism 27, the aphorism that that the moral injury definition is from. The lawgiver himself is always ultimately exposed to the cry, submit to the law you have yourself made. And that is something that it takes on a very poignant resonance with moral injury.
Yeah. Well, I think that that is a really, really important part of justice, is being able to stand up and say, I made a mistake, or we made a mistake, and we need to be held to account for this. And when the shoe's on the other foot, we can also hold others to account for the same standard. So that is what you are working on, is to I don't know if unify is the correct term, but come to a better understanding.
It is definition. The correct term. It is the correct term. And don't get me wrong, I think America is a wonderful country. I think it's I think it is a world leader. I think it's fabulous. I think it's fabulous. But I do see, and I look out and I look at these big, and we're heading towards some more wars. Some big wars, and I'm looking at Russia, and I'm thinking, geez, wouldn't it be nice if America had signed up to the International Criminal Court? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if they joined Germany? And then guess what? You wouldn't have China saying we're gonna go and take Taiwan.
Yeah. All right. So we should stop talking. You need to get back to work.
Yes, I do.
Do you have an idea?
Wonderful talking with you.
Are you almost done? How? From start to finish, how long will this take, do you think?
Look, it shouldn't take too much longer. At the moment, what I'm doing is I'm going to start hassling all the Nietzsche scholars in the world because they don't understand the book, and I'm putting the actual meanings on my website, greatphilosophicalproblems.com, of the metaphors in Thus Spake Zarathustra. I'm showing what they are, have been understood in the scholarship, in the books, how they've been interpreted. And then I'm putting the proper interpretation next to them. That's the first step. And then I've got a book that's almost complete, but I think it's first time to ruffle a few feathers before we put it out there.
I love it. Beautiful. Well, Dr. Timothy, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? Give us the websites and all the different places that we can connect.
Oh, thank you, man. It's greatphilosophicalproblems.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Dr. Timothy your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to greatphilosophicalproblems.com and dig into all the work that Timothy's been doing and where we're going. And I think that the more we can educate ourselves on big problems and ideas like the ones that you are wrestling with, I think the better for everybody. So I appreciate your work. Thank you again.
No, I really appreciate the talk. Thank you.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.